Hello and welcome to Wonder Cream, Milk's favorite podcast. I am Lily Flexig and I'm here with my co-host, Zachary Thompson.
Hello.
And today we have, some interesting Chinese cookies for you today, or just
back with
one.
Them China flavors.
Is another one. None of them China flavors. And some pretty breaking news in the crumb section of things.
Yes, the time of this recording, we have a little tease from Oreo from about 5 hours ago. So we're going to get into that shortly, very shortly. But then after that, we have a review for Matcha Fig. We have thoughts about those.
We have thoughts.
Yeah.
Whether or not they're positive or negative, you'll just have to stick around
or
and find
neither.
Out.
I guess you'll have to find out.
Yeah.
After we talk about this Instagram story posted by Oreo earlier today, about 5 hours ago, a short little thing. They said, we have a special surprise for our fans. Come back to our stories tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And that's 10 a.m. tomorrow Eastern Time. That'd be December 8th. We are recording on the 7th right now. So by the time this episode actually comes out, they'll probably already have revealed what it is. Unless they do like what they did that one time where they said they were going to do it the next day. And then they waited like 2 weeks. And then tried to tease
more,
it again and acted like they never
They needed
did
more post-engagement.
Yeah.
To get it to be reasonable for them to release.
They also gave a hint as to what it is with four emojis. I don't know if you've looked at this yet.
No, I have no idea.
So let me...
I mean, I can go,
you
on, their,
can look
I
on,
can
the,
go on their Instagram,
so
right?
It's a red heart, a yellow heart, like a fast food drink cup, and an ice cream cone. Which I'm... It seems pretty certain to me. It's related to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Which isn't very exciting.
Right, because we did just cover...
We did...
Basically, one of the only things that they can do at a McDonald's, which is a Blizzard.
Well, Dairy Queen does Blizzard.
No, and whatever it's called.
McFlurry.
McFlurry. That... Yeah. Well, you know, it's soft serve ice cream where they blend in some Oreos. It's not
rocket
science.
It works and sometimes it doesn't.
Right. So it should be... I mean...
I don't know if it'll even be interesting. I don't think we can even
Do you think that this is maybe just them posting it onto their Instagram for the first time and it's already something that the community already knows about?
Well, what's actually interesting is I think last episode I briefly mentioned how McDonald's was doing something in Singapore or whatever,
right.
Briefly something Oreo related.
Right.
I wonder if whatever that is
has
is
made
now
its way
to the States.
Yeah.
So it could be something related to that.
That would be cool.
I don't know if you see the blurred out picture behind it.
Yeah, yeah. Like
I have no idea what that could even be.
I think
be.
It's probably just if I were somebody who was working at Oreo, this looks like an emoji that has just been blown up. So it's probably just that. It's probably just an emoji that's been blown up so that it's pixelated. I imagine. They probably didn't
go.
They do
look like little emojis.
I don't think they actually went through the effort of.
But then what could it?
Like it looks.
Oh,
like
you're thinking they just did
a like
random
angry,
like thing and then
it looks like
it.
An angry face that they zoomed in all the way, so that it's like this. These are the eyes, and then this is the mouth down here that you can't see.
Does the angry face look like that though?
Yeah, kind of. On iPhones, it does. I don't know. We both have Androids.
See, I'm not an iPhone.
Well, whoever made this has an iPhone because they have iPhone emojis.
So here's what it looks like for me. I don't know if you can see that too well, but...
Yeah, like that's kind of what I mean, though. It's like kind of that, like, it's that gradient sort of thing.
But that would be like a yellow to red to yellow gradient. And the angry face on mine is just red
well,
to yellow.
Well, what about its eyes? What color are its eyes?
Just black. What does the angry face on yours look like?
I mean, it's the same as yours. We both have
the
Androids.
Same exact thing?
Yeah.
Oh, you have an Yeah, that's right. Duh, you have an Android.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, I don't...
Neither of us have a capability of looking at it. Actually, mine's a little different, I guess. Mine looks like that.
Okay.
So that's what feels reminiscent to me.
Even that, though, it's just like a radial gradient, you know?
Yeah, you're right. Could be that they blurred out a picture. I don't know. I just feel like that would have been a lot of work for an intern to do.
What would you want it to be?
I would want it to be...
With what they've presented, what would be best case scenario to come from this?
I would want it to be a slice, like they did at Burger King in the early 2000s, a slice of ice cream pie that's an Oreo ice cream pie. That's what I want.
Okay.
Because that was my favorite thing at Burger King, because we had a Burger King growing up, like, down the street from my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved the little Oreo pie that they had. So if they brought that to McDonald's, I would be very happy.
I would like Ronald McDonald to come into my room at any time of day or night and just kind of feed me Oreos and a little bit of ice cream, like an ice cream Oreo McFlurry, you know, and just ask me if I'm loving it.
Well, they're kind of they're moving away from the Ronald McDonald thing.
I know, and it's so tragic.
I think it's because, you know, clowns in our day and age.
Remember that big old clown pandemic from a few years ago?
I very vividly remember that.
That was so weird.
It happened to me.
Actually, was it a pandemic or an endemic?
It was an epidemic, I think is what it's epidemic. Called. Endemic is when something happens and it's just accepted as part of, like, the reality, like the flu is endemic. Versus an epidemic is something that happens within a country, and a pandemic is something that happens all over the world. Well, no, the clown thing happened all over the country. It wasn't just Michigan. Yeah, I have quite a few stories about
you've actually experienced some clowning around.
I did. It was terrifying. Would you
care to share some? Well, or at least one?
I'll share my most personal experience. So, like, there were definitely things that other people... I was at Western Michigan at the time, and I was leaving my friend's dorm, trying to walk back to my dorm, probably about, you know, 11, 12 o'clock at night, and I see under a lamppost, just, like, illuminated by the light, was a guy in a clown costume holding a giant knife.
Oh, man.
And so, I don't know. I didn't get close enough to figure it out. So, I'm calling my friend crying because I can't get back into the building because it locks, right? So, like, I can't get inside. And I call campus police. I, like, look away for 2 seconds. Dude is gone. Dude is gone. I have no idea where he went. So,
floated away.
Campus police get there. And they basically are like, hey, we're going to go find him. Like, don't worry about it. They never got back to me.
Really? They didn't say, oh... He was just clowning around.
No, it was like a real problem at the time. Cause, like,
and then they honk their red nose and you're like, whoa, you're a clown too.
Well, like, one girl got, like, stabbed supposedly during that time period. So, like, they were, you know. Great. Yeah. So they were pretty on it.
Was it a balloon knife though? Was she really stabbed? Was it a balloon knife?
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. You know, it was just something that I had heard at the time around campus.
Probably just her clowning around.
Probably. Mm. Hopefully. Hopefully no one got stabbed. And it was just people being
weird.
In this country? Somebody got stabbed. But yeah, there was definitely a lot of stories of, like, people getting chased into the woods. Like, people I was friends with.
People that you were friends with were chased into the woods.
Yeah. By clowns. Because there was this section on Western Michigan's campus where you had to, like... It was real sketch. You had to basically walk through this, like, path in the woods to get to the dining hall and, like, some of the other dorms. So people were getting chased through that little section, and people would, like, hop out of the woods and, like, chase them dressed up as clowns.
But I'm blessed that I've never had a bad encounter with a clown. I've only had good encounters with a clown. One gave me a giant lollipop once.
I will say I have had
And then my brother... broke my lollipop into pieces. Well, I blamed it on him.
So really?
I broke it into pieces. I blamed it on him.
So was it really a positive experience or was it...
With the clown, it was a positive experience. At home, where I broke the lollipop and blamed it on my brother...
Which one?
I'm not saying. One of them.
They know.
They know. But no one else needs to.
Okay, fair enough.
You know who you are. Anyways,
I have had more positive experiences with clowns than I have had negative experiences.
I mean, you're talking to one right now.
But, well, I didn't want to say it. But the one negative experience I did have was pretty negative. So,
which I feel like balances very, very quickly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The negative definitely... the severity of it takes over, for sure. Do we want to get into the cookie?
I mean, I want the cookie to get into me. I don't want to get in the cookie.
Do you, though?
Maybe.
In this instance?
Maybe.
Let's talk kind about of. It. Let's talk about the matcha fig Chinese cookie. It's a thin...
Just a lot like of these Chinese flavors are mm-hmm. thins. The strawberry yogurt was a thin. Mm-hmm. The... I can't even remember the other... The lemon cheesecake.
Lemon cheesecake was a thin.
Was a thin. We still haven't tried that one. That
yeah, it seems
one.
Like it's not just a regular vanilla cookie. It seems like it has like...
I can't find that one.
Seems like it has chunks of vanilla bean or something in it.
Yeah.
Which would be interesting. These are like gourmet. These are like really nice, you know, Oreos.
Yeah, China does a much better job. And I guess like Europe and Asia as a whole... they do a better job of like
better regulations.
Well, they do a better job at like beautifying the packages and beautifying like the cookies
like,
themselves.
They have like chunks of things in them.
Yeah,
we don't get that.
They put a lot more care into them, and I think it's because they're not as mass produced there than they are here, so they can spend a little more time.
They
on
are
them.
Very pretty.
Like it's look at the box.
It's a very pretty packaging. And
yeah,
like
I mean, yeah, the packaging
no
looks just like
says.
The lemon cheesecake. And the strawberry yogurt, but it's all very nice packaging.
Yeah. I don't know what it says here. It says three.
I think it says eat me.
So do we want to get into talking about these and how they tasted?
Sure.
You can go first.
So, initial thoughts. I open the package up, stick my nose in there, get a big whiff to see what's going on. First thing I smell is matcha. I'm like, huh. I guess I don't really know what fig smells like because I can smell the matcha.
Sure.
But I'm like, what does... I guess I don't know what fig smells like. But then I thought, well, I know what fig Newtons smell like.
Right.
So let's see if I can try to
Another
pinpoint that.
Classic cookie.
Classic, yes.
Classic cookie.
Enjoyed. Nah.
I said classic, didn't say good.
That's true. I mean, look at... what's that movie with the rosebud?
Oh, Citizen Kane?
Yeah. Another good example.
Yeah, it's
classic,
a classic.
But not good.
It's not good. I didn't have a good time watching it. In film theory class.
Mm-hmm. But when I focused my mind on the fig, I could pick it out. I could pick out a little bit of fig Newton in there.
Sure.
So that was cool. I was like, yeah, that's pretty well balanced for what they're advertising it as.
Yeah.
But then I took a bite and I just tasted matcha. I'm like, okay, well, let me really think again. What does fig taste like? So I ate some more and I ate some more and I ate some more. There's really like no fig in this at all is what I came to the conclusion. Either I don't remember what fig tastes like enough to be able to pick it out or there's mm-hmm. just no fig in it.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, there is fig in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, which is interesting because there's chunks of presumably fig.
Mm-hmm.
Like there, it
nice
seems,
crunchy fig.
It seems like there's like seeds in it almost.
Yeah, because they managed to scrape one out and eat it.
Yeah, and it's like that's a seed.
Yeah, it's nice and crunchy.
I think my initial thoughts on this are that are very similar to yours, but a little opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I could taste the fig. I couldn't taste the matcha.
That's so weird.
So I don't know.
What does that say about our senses?
I don't know.
Compared to
this is
just like so well balanced that we can flow either way with it.
Yeah. I mean, I've had a lot more fig
one of
in
us
my
is
day
a freak.
Than I have had matcha. Not that I haven't had a lot of matcha because I've had a significant amount. I've just had, as a child, a lot of Fig Newtons and like figs and cheese and, you know, that kind of thing.
I always try to avoid Fig Newtons.
Why? They're delicious.
No, they make my mouth all tingly.
Are you maybe allergic to figs?
No, it's not like a bad tingly. It's just like a...
Sounds like you're allergic.
I don't know. Wasn't a fan.
But you're like, my mouth itches.
Not itches. It's just like a little tingly at the roof of the... Like at the
Your
roof.
Your palate?
Yeah, the palate. Mm. Yeah.
Maybe that's you know, it's a benefit. Mm. I have a hard time eating things with figs in them, though, when I found out how they're made. Because they're...
Isn't it like bugs, bees or something?
So wasps will go in, which is a hard word for me to say. Maybe I have a lisp. Wasps will go into the fig, and that's how they become pollinated. Because it's like a little flower inside. And then they die inside of the fig. And then we eat the fig. So we're just eating the wasp, which is hard for me.
It's good for you.
I'm sure it is. It's not like I can taste it in the Oreo. I can barely taste anything.
It builds character.
I gotta say, about these Oreos, that they feel like I'm almost just eating the cookie. Like, the flavor and the strength of the matcha and the fig is very subdued. I would have preferred this to be one of the thins with extra cream, because I really can't taste, like, even I separated it, as, you know, difficult it is to do with these Chinese cookies. For some reason, the cream is much more difficult to separate from the cookie. I'm not totally sure why. And it doesn't matter whether it's a thin or a not thin. They're just difficult to separate. But I had a really hard time, like really tasting anything. Like, the smell, I could definitely smell the fig. So, like, my mom, she used to wear...
Wow, got her.
She used to wear this perfume that was, like, fig and patchouli. And I very, like, distinctly had that in my mind. It was, like, fig and brown sugar or something. People will know what I'm talking about if they had a mom in the early 2000s who was, like, into that sort of thing. And it's good, you know? Like, it's good. I don't know if it's, like... It's not a memorable cookie.
It's... Yeah, it's good, but it's boring. It's very bland.
Yeah, they could have really pumped up the flavor, I feel like. There's not a lot of flavor.
Well, I actually found that when I dunked it, it amplified the flavor enough to where I could experience something.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that has to do with it subdues the flavor of the cookie. Like, I tried one where I just took one half of the cookie off, and I could definitely taste more of the cream. So I think that in this instance, the cookie flavor, even on a thin, is too much for this cream.
It's just so weird
that
they
can't... The cream should be more powerful.
They can't use the golden cookies for what reason? I don't know. But they always go to the chocolate, and it so often just doesn't work.
I think in this instance,
Or it just hinders it. Like, it just hinders it.
I think in this instance, the golden would have been the right way to
go. I think
go.
A lot of,
because
like,
the it's not
fruitier, aromatic ones, they should just do the golden. Not because of the flavor necessarily, but because of the lack thereof.
I mean, even like having the ones that we tried that were like the Sakura, what was the other one? Sakura and pomelo, and then grape and what? Hibiscus?
Rose.
Having something like that where, like, the cookie is more of an aromatic flavor probably would have worked out well for something like this.
Hey, more people need to listen to that episode.
Yeah.
Well, good. Just because I named it Zesty Asian Flower Grapes means you don't want to listen to it? Come on. Come on. Just because it doesn't have review plaster in the title, you're going to stay away from it? Listen to it.
It's a pretty good episode.
Zesty Asian Flower Grapes.
They're really gross. So
others would say they're
really
good.
You can experience our debate about that if you want to go back and listen to it. But we're not here to promo right now. Right now, we're here to talk about does it dunk?
Let's do a 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Yeah.
They do dunk.
That's what I thought.
Only because it makes them actually taste like something.
Yeah. They have a hard time being something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard, you know? It's hard to get into it. It's hard to feel passionate about.
I know that feeling. I know what it's like to not be anything.
Oh, Zach. That's sad. Don't say that. You're an amazing podcaster, an amazing co-host, and you take really cool pictures of Oreos.
I used to take some okay pictures of Oreos.
You make really cool, what is it called? Graphics. The graphics for Wonder Cream are really great and amazing.
Oh, shucks.
That's what got David, shout out to David, it's what got him to follow.
What, because of the graphics?
Yeah,
because previews?
He was like, these are like really high production quality. And I was like, I know, right? Zach works really hard on them.
The previews or
yes,
the other stuff?
The previews and like the pictures and the like the videos.
I gotta say, I think my favorite thing so far since we've started the podcasts have been the strawberry yogurt
Yeah, that preview one's picture. Really good.
I think that one's really cool. And then the one I'm working on for the winter special coming up, the title card.
I know. I showed him. I was like, look. He was like, it's like I'm a Patreon member. And I was like, oh my God, that is what this is like. Exclusives.
I know.
So yeah, I think that these dunk, the rating is going to be difficult, I think. How are you feeling?
I've already thought about the rating.
Oh yeah? What's your rating?
I'm giving it a 65. Because it's five, like a 50 would be like pretty mediocre. But they're good. They're just not, they're bogged down by the fact that they're so boring that I think drags it down from under a 70.
I think I'm going to go lower than that. I think
you're going to go lower. Because I don't blame you for going lower.
I'm harder on the Oreos than you are. You have this, like,
I know.
You
65 have this, for me is like, oh, man.
You have this Oreo bias, and I have no Oreo bias. I'm willing to be completely.
Even the chicken wing, I'd give like a 20.
That's crazy.
It's got the chocolate.
No.
The chocolate.
No.
It helps.
I don't care if it helps. It tastes like chicken wing.
Oh, how would you know?
I wouldn't. Unless you saved them somewhere.
I don't think they make them anymore.
No, of course they don't, because they were gross. Uh-huh. Anyway, I think I'm going to go lower.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go like 45.
That's okay. I think that's a valid.
That's
for
like,
these
it's
in
like
particular,
so,
it's a very valid.
They're so middle of the road. Like, I didn't have a bad time eating them, but I also didn't have a good time eating them. I just ate them. And that sucks. It seems like they should be better because I really like fig and I really like matcha. So it seems to me that they had something that they could have knocked out of the park.
It's an average of 55, which I think is
that's fair.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's right.
Pretty
in the,
perfect.
Right
yep.
in the middle
right
of the road,
in the middle
which
of the
is
road.
What they are. They're which fine. Is,
yeah.
They're not good. They're not bad. Mm-hmm, they're not anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're very neutral.
That's why I had to go lower than 50 was because even,
that's why I had to go lower than 70.
Yeah, I know. Your chart really ends at like 20. It doesn't, like, yours is shifted upwards. You'd have to have a really, really gross Oreo.
I'm debating on if I want to review things based on just on a scale of Oreo alone or just on a scale of like just good to bad general food, you know?
Yeah, that's what I do Oreos.
Well, because I'm. See, I think
you are debating this. Now we're many episodes in.
I don't know if it will change much for me, though, but I'm thinking about it. I'm keeping it
okay
for now.
Well, in my opinion,
uh-huh.
I think they needed to be lower than a 50 because of the 5 points minus is just the disappointment.
Hmm.
They would have been a 50.
You're excited for these.
I was excited for these. You know I was excited for these.
And then you ate it. You're like,
I was like, aw.
You're like, what?
This is nothing. I wanted it to be something. It's so sad.
Yeah. So, 55, average score, matcha fig Oreos.
Yeah.
Wah, wah. But not really wah, wah. It's
more like a meh. Meh. More like a meh. Meh. I don't know. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that, honestly, that just about does it for this episode. This episode would have been longer if the breaking news did not happen,
mm-hmm.
but the next episode would have been shorter. So I don't know what to tell you. Would have got a shorter episode either way. So thank you everyone for listening to this episode of Wonder Cream Milk's favorite podcast. I'm Zachary Thompson, Lily Flexig. You can find us. You can find our page over at Wonder Cream, Instagram.com/WonderCream.
And that's cream. C-R-E-M-E.
Because they are legally not allowed to say C-R-E-A-M.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's where I put all the previews there. I put them on Facebook, too, on my personal page. You're going to have much better luck just going to the Instagram page and liking, following, doing all that fun stuff. We are both also on Instagram on our own pages. You can find me at the_Z_guarantee. And you can find Lily at
Anomalilies, which is A-N-O-M-A-L-I-L-L-I-S.
Yeah.
I think.
only one way to find out.
Go look. If you look it up, it'll probably come up.
So thank you for listening, and we will. Oh, you know what?
Huh.
You know what? You know what? You know what? Remember last week we said if anyone has any questions?
Oh, did someone send a question in?
No.
Oh.
Well, that's still open if you if you have any questions.
If anyone has any questions, please, 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 please send them to the Wonder Cream Instagram.
Yes.
You can be anonymous. You don't have to say.
You can be Anonymous Lily.
You don't have to say your full name.
Yep, you don't have to say your name.
Your social. You can just send it in and.
Well.
I mean, if you want to.
Maybe slide $5 that way.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
This Anyways, ain't cheap.
Yeah, well, for
it
you.
It is cheap.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I'm glad. I'm blessed. Blessed, even.
Oh, no.
I think someone just died.